No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, guys.
That's
welcome.
So funny.
I know, right? Welcome to Skid Row Studios. This is Battle of the Sexes. I'm your main host today, Nikki Bernal, with my co-host.
Hey, how's it going?
Dave Swan. Give it up for Dave Swan. Yeah, he likes laughter.
Just trolling the internet.
Yeah, I know. That's what he does.
Yep.
Well, we are here today with two special guests for round one, Battle of the Brawn, Battle of the Sexes. Give it up for Daria Baronato.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes,
very much.
Daria. And her challenger today, the tough, the very manly, the very muscular, Mr. Johnny Loquasto.
Oh,
she may fight professionally, but I did that. So
he can flex like a mofo, right?
You know, we're following a legendary porn star. We got our work cut out for us, guys.
Yeah. Oh, right. You got to stay in shape at least a little, right, Johnny?
A little bit. I mean, she's still active.
She knows how to work it in a different way.
How do you know that, Johnny?
Because well, she talks about it. She shows it.
24/7.
She shows it. All right. Fair enough.
Moving on.
Well, there's a reason that we called together this Battle of the Brawn. Me and Dave dealt with some stuff this week. We dealt with some unnecessary battles this week. We're going to start with Dave. Why don't you talk about yours for them?
His asshole came behind the bar on Saturday.
What?
Dave bartends, if you don't know, at a bar in Los Feliz called Public House.
And that's the story.
With me. He's
with Daria.
Work with Daria, and he's like, he comes behind the bar, and I'm like, where have you ever been that it's acceptable to come behind the bar? Well, this is just awful service. I'm like, and your point for coming behind the bar when it's busy and there's three people deep at each part of the bar, it's just awful service. And I just wanted to cut his mustache off is what it really comes down to.
What if he said to you, do you guys like want a bar back?
You want a job? Are you looking for a job?
I'll work for free.
So that was an unnecessary confrontation.
He's just like, I've been to a bar before, man. And why are you behind it right now?
Yeah, that's
fucking
a
dick.
That's like a major no-no.
Right.
What would you do, knowing that you can destroy a human?
I know, since you're bartending.
First, I'm going to tell you the answer you want to hear. I would take his fucking
ass. No, I'm not saying, but my point is,
yeah.
Like,
Beat the smackdown.
He wouldn't know that, but you know. Is it almost like that Van Damme thing where you have to look in your face like, I can destroy you?
It would be like a little subtle glare. It would be like,
they do the Clint Eastwood that
I must break you. You should just learn that, and that's it.
That's hilarious.
What if they don't get the reference? Is it still funny?
Yeah, of course.
Always, because inside you know.
Okay.
Here's what you do. You say, I must break you, and then have a little piece of plastic bottle and squeeze your fist, and it makes that sound like you just cracked every knuckle in your hand. I don't know.
It's bite time. It's on, right? It's like
there is no cracking on that.
What if I just crack them?
It just knuckles.
That's Italian, everybody.
If that's not intimidating enough, if a female just walks up to you and goes,
yeah.
Right?
I can't even crack them that loud.
I'm going to hide behind
Nikki.
Who
has the more Guido last name between me and Daria? That's the question.
That one.
Seriously. That one right there.
Yeah?
Baronato.
Yeah. Baronato's worse than Loquasto? Are you serious?
Loquasto?
I don't know.
The Q brings a little bit of
That's because no one can spell it Ellis Island. It's not my fault. My name got changed twice at Ellis Island. It became a G, became a Q. Pennsylvania.
He's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm from Jersey.
No!
Yeah. Oh, do we know this about each other?
Business is about to pick up.
I know. Why do you think we set up this battle the way that
there's
we did?
There's so many relative
parallels
between our relationships.
Yeah.
Well, and we're going to get to that. I had a battle with a Russian old lady.
Okay.
This week at a grocery store.
On Orange is the New Black? Was it red?
No, I wish. So I'm in the grocery store line and I'm helping put my bags in the grocery because I'm a good little Mexican. I help when I see a job. I want to do it. Do it well.
Half Mexican.
You know? So basically what ended up happening is when I tried to go back and pay this Russian lady, I put her cart in front of my wallet and all my money. So I asked her to move it and she looked right at me and just turned her back on me. So I pushed her cart a little, and she shoves me with it, and she goes, don't push my cart. You hurt me. And the manager's like, dude, she didn't push her cart. And she looks at me, she goes, you're just jealous. Look at your forehead and all your forehead wrinkles. And I was like, what?
How old is she?
Like 70.
Well, she's been there.
Not 70. She's probably in her 60s, but the point was, like, I looked at her, and I was like, girl, I'm not going to start a scene here. I'll be waiting for y'all in the parking lot. And then I realized I just said that to an old lady. I'm a bad person. Oh, I'm a bad, 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 bad person.
You should have spoke to her in Spanish.
I don't really know how to speak Spanish.
You don't know any Spanish?
No.
You should be like, I'm a guasaro, Valita.
You just add an
that's
accent
grandma.
To it and it's perfect.
That's
just add an accent.
Spanish. Yeah.
Abuelita?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's right. I meet you in the parking lot, all right?
Russian accents are pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
True. But it was about to go down like Donkey Kong. But anyway, that's why we wanted to bring this battle together. We wanted to bring in two people that know about the world of fighting. Very much so. Well, Johnny Loquasto.
She does.
He does.
Johnny Loquasto knows how to talk about fighting. He's a host for WWE's Monday Night Raw.
Well, no, I'm not on Monday Night Raw.
No,
I'm on
for After Buzz.
After Buzz, and then I have a show on the Nerdist Network called The Wrestling Compadres.
Yes. And Daria is also a professional MMA fighter.
Amateur.
I still think that's pro. Come on.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh my God, you're a professional fighter. I say, yeah, you know, I will be soon.
I get shit down. All right.
It's like kind of like a porn star, because if somebody's in porn, they're automatically like, I'm a porn star.
Right.
I'm like, what makes you a star finally in porn? So you can coin the phrase pro. Come on.
That's true.
Okay. What do you,
I'm a pro.
What do you do?
Fighter.
She's like, I do grappling tournaments. I'm like, yeah, that counts.
Okay. That counts, yeah. You could kick my ass right in here right now. It counts. You're pro. Mm-hmm. And you also host an AfterBuzz show as well for UFC team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is it called UFC team?
It's called UFC AfterBuzz TV.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
the UFC
What day of the week is that one?
Sunday nights at 6 p.m.
Sunday nights at 6 p.m. And yours is obviously Monday.
Immediately after Monday Night Raw. Like,
that's
it goes
awesome.
Off the air and we're starting within like 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, nice.
It's nuts.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
So you guys obviously like working for AfterBuzz, and it's been a good experience for both of you?
Oh, yeah. It's a great network to work for. It's all about having fun.
Yeah.
It's a really laid-back show. It's cool.
That's really neat. Well, we wanted to go ahead and get the listeners a little bit more info about each of you. I'm going to start with Daria. You're from New Jersey. You're a Jersey girl.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not as tan as I thought you'd be.
What part of Jersey?
Exit 7, is that what you wanted to hear?
Are we talking North Jersey?
Or South Jersey. Exit 7.
Oh, you're near Philly?
Yeah, right outside.
Amazing. Walt Whitman Bridge. I went to college in Philly.
You go to Lehigh?
No, my brother did.
I'm from
that area, but I went to college at University of the Sciences. So we're right over the bridge.
Well, right next
there
to
you go.
I'm going to pretend that I know anything you guys are talking about the East Coast. I've never even traveled that way before.
You know the Walt Whitman. No?
The Walt Whitman? No.
You don't know Cherry Hill?
I failed Cherry geography. Hill.
You don't know Dan the Shore? Come on.
New Bethlehem's the only thing I know. And I just turned around.
You mean the Jesus Bethlehem?
That's the one.
We were off the map before Jersey Shore.
Oh, yes. Really?
And then we were put on the map, New Jersey as a state, and now it's in a negative connotation.
Are they really as crazy as everybody portrays?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to
say... the Rain Man suite. You dig that?
First of all, I'd like to say that everybody on the Jersey Shore, 90% of them, are from New York.
Right.
Oh, really?
Or North Jersey, very far from the shore.
So they're just giving Jersey a bad name.
Such a bad name.
Well, here's the thing. Jersey Shore was really 10 years late, because when I was in college, we were making fun of Jersey Guidos.
Really?
They were they were wearing the Buka Shell necklaces and the tank top. I mean, they've been there. It's just that someone at MTV was smart enough to put a bunch of morons on TV.
Right.
Who, you know.
Yeah. And that's the North Jersey Shores. I go to the South Jersey Shores, like Ocean City.
They're the nice ones.
The gorgeous ones, yeah.
Yep.
What's the difference between a shitty one and a gorgeous one?
Well, the shitty ones are the ones you see on TV, like Seaside Heights.
Ugh.
That's
God.
Where you go if you want to have a great night of like maybe some like gross, grimy club sex, possibly with clothes on.
Syringe stepping on one.
Yeah.
You know when it really went downhill is when MTV had their beach house. Then it went straight to hell.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Like, 92,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I completely forgot that they even had that show at the beach house.
Went straight to shit after that.
Jesus. Have you ever seen any of them out there when you go home?
I ironically worked on a show on their house's lot. It was MTV's company was doing a show, Tattoo Nightmares on Spike TV.
Oh, that's right. You were on Tattoo Nightmares, weren't you?
Yeah. So they used that beach house as our like lodging. Like that's where we stayed. That's where we ate.
For the Tattoo Nightmares?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I was like on there and I saw them all. Yeah. Nothing to speak of.
So
why were you on Tattoo?
Yeah, let's get into that.
What was the tattoo?
Yeah.
No. It wasn't me that was getting a tattoo covered up or anything like that. I was doing the reenactments.
Oh.
Yeah. So really? I had to reenact this girl. I was Destiny.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Did they have you doing?
They just had me. It was so melodramatic. Shit. Talk about dramatic acting.
It's definitely
a porn star name.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going at?
And we went stripper.
Yeah, maybe. Stripper.
That's because they like strippers.
Yeah. Well, Destiny was my name. You know, Daria Destiny. Mm-hmm. It could be like my alter ego.
What was your first street you lived on when you were a kid?
Stowe Drive.
So, Destiny Stowe Drive would be like your porn That's star porn. Name?
Is that what they say? Is that how they do that?
First dog or first pet and then the street you grew up on.
Or your middle name and the street you grew up on.
I'm Daria Pepper Stowe.
That your middle name is actually Daria?
Oh, no.
What's your middle name?
Ray.
Ray Pepper Stowe would be like...
No, Ray, not Ray.
Rain?
Ray.
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 R-A-E.
Oh, she said that with such a Jersey accent. I was like, it's Ray.
My parents really liked bread.
What would yours be, Quasto?
My poor name?
Middle name, and the first street you lived on.
Here's the funny thing. I would just be Oak Lane. I don't have a middle name.
Really? Nice.
What about your first pet?
Oh, no, no.
What was your first pet?
What was your first pet?
Fluffy Oak Lane?
Close. My name would be
what is it?
Fuzzy Oak Lane.
How much about friends who smell better than
That's
me
even
saying.
Worse than Fluffy.
Which for an Italian porn star that might actually work.
Oh,
but usually pretty hard.
Oh, true. Yeah. But fuzzy implies like peach fuzz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Italians are like, you know,
I mean, I already
fuzzy,
coarse, masculine.
Guys, I already knew porn was not in my future for many, many reasons.
What's yours, Dave?
We going with animal or middle name?
Middle name.
Dave Timberedge.
Oh, your middle name.
Oh, your middle name's
Dave. What's
That's
your pet's right. name then?
Sasha. I need a Russian bro. Accent.
Yep.
That's Sasha.
You. That's
you better unbutton that shirt.
Oh, that's
yeah.
really funny. Take it off, Sasha.
Oh my God, mine's Rhonda Winton.
Rhonda
Winton. That sounds like.
Collectively, we have the worst porn.
We
star
have
names
the worst porn star
yep.
names ever.
Yeah.
I think we should leave it to the guys before us.
If you guys want to call in and tell us your porn star names, reminder, you can view us at Skid Row Studios, www.skidrowstudios.com.
Right.
Phone number here is 1-800-893-9562. You can call in and have a little chat with Daria or Mr. LaQuasto. Talk about
fluffy.
Whether you like their fluffy. Talk about whether you like their fuzzy, not
fuzzy.
Fluffy.
Fuzzy.
Jesus.
That's the same thing.
Such an idiot.
So you've also been doing, since you're an MMA amateur MMA fighter. Mm-hmm. You've been doing martial arts since you were 16.
Yes.
So how did you get into martial arts at 16?
I'm young for my age. I was 16. I was a senior in high school.
Okay.
And I like just needed something to do. I did sports my whole life, lacrosse, basketball, soccer, track, you name it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Lacrosse, basketball, soccer, my whole life. So I stopped those because I wanted to party in high school. And then... That went south.
That's where the Jersey girl comes into play.
I did. It was just so much fun.
Yeah.
It was like my dad's house every night, every weekend. It was great. Good times.
Oh, your dad was the cool parent?
Yeah.
He's like, that's okay. In the basement? Go ahead. I won't tell mom.
So what it was. Yeah.
That's you were like, 13 just when I left?
As long as you ain't driving, you could drink here. It's
that's,
cool.
That's what it was. Minus the accent a little bit.
You want to play your records? Go ahead.
Records? How old do you think I am?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
So I started training. Okay. Well, no, I was debating between playing a musical instrument or becoming a fighter.
Which was what?
The guitar.
Oh, that's. I thought she was going to say like clarinet or flute.
No. And I was like, Mom, I need something to do. Should I learn how to play an instrument or should I become a mixed martial artist?
Right.
She's like, you should really learn how to play an instrument. That'd be great for you. And I was like, okay, I'm going to become a mixed martial artist.
You're a better woman than I am. You asked your mom's opinion on your life goals. That's so cool.
And yeah. She went with the exact opposite, though.
Right. You have a cool mom.
She's an awesome mom.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So then I started training judo and boxing first.
Wow.
I had a sensei that kind of took me under his wing.
You had a sensei?
Yeah, I had a sensei.
That's so cool.
It's not when you think sensei, you think like some little Asian man. Like
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
Yeah.
He was a black man from Germany with it with a
mohawk,
a German bald, a German accent mixed with an African accent.
Shut up.
Because he had been like bi-coastal in that term of the country.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so he kind of took me under his wing. I would train privately with him, you know, 3-4 days a week after school. And I started doing grappling tournaments. We did him it all day.
That's so funny.
Did a couple tournaments, got gold in my first two, and it spiraled from there. I moved the day after my high school graduation. I got in my car and drove it to Florida.
Wow.
To train with American Top Teams, which is...
That's pretty epic.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Jeez.
I stopped in... I didn't stop in. I flew to Dallas, Texas first.
Okay.
Is the truth. I watched Strikeforce fights. It was supposed to be Gina Carano's last fight, and she backed out.
Wow.
So I ended up watching the fights anyway. Long story short, I get to Florida a couple days later, and I walk into the gym for the first time, and I'm like, hey, I want to fight. And they're like, okay, you can, you know, start with the starter program. And I'm like, no. Like, I want to train to fight professionally.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you can jump in Steve Bruno's class. Long story short, I walk into the gym and I see the guy who was the main card of the fight in Dallas in the gym.
Holy crap.
And I'm like, I just watched him fight in Strikeforce. And now he trains at my gym. It was so crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he ended up being one of my teammates.
Oh, nice.
And I ended up training there for like a year and a half. Best training I've ever had.
You're like, I just watched you beat the shit out of someone. I'm getting sparring with you? This
it was
is crazy.
So cool. It was really cool. To
you know she can beat the hell out of us, right?
I knew that before the story. Now it's been guaranteed.
You'd be like one of those chicks that goes into the CrossFit gym that's never done before, and they're like, oh, you have to do the intro class. Nah, man. I'm going to do clings right now. Let's just do this.
I got my knee-high socks on. I'm ready.
We got this
I know
shit.
Nothing about CrossFit, so I don't know what clings are. But.
So how many years have you been training then? Because you started at 17?
16.
16.
I'm 20, so 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
You're only 20? You're a baby.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
God,
you just
old.
Made me feel so old right now.
Jesus, she wins.
You do win. I'm 32. Jeez.
I know. But what?
Yeah, I'm 32 years old.
Look it.
Oh, thank you. I'll
30
take
this
it.
Year.
Shoot.
Yep.
I will definitely take the compliment.
Oh, yeah.
You do not look it at all.
That's how I feel. I feel old.
You don't look it. You don't act it. You just can't
Hey, it's
it.
All about how you feel, right?
Mm-hmm. You're beating up Russian women.
I know, right? Yeah. Tona, meet me in the parking lot of her grocery cart borrow.
She probably has a knife in her babushka, though.
I know. That's my grandma. She had magic chichi. She'd always pull money out of her.
I hit you with baguettes.
My grandma would always pull money out of her bra, and I thought that's
Is
where,
that
like, many
came,
from.
Yeah. Because like, kids these days do that.
Yeah.
Like, now I see it at the bar, like, I'll be, you know, like $7, and she'll be like, here you go.
Yeah. My grandmother used to keep everything in her bra.
You know who? I don't want to say, I can say her first.
Yeah.
May. You know May?
I don't know who May is.
Sits at the end of the bar. She works, I don't want to say too much.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about?
Are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
She pulls it out of her boob.
She hasn't been in a while.
I saw her last night, 2 nights ago.
I wasn't.
Bar patrons, if you've seen May, she's missing.
Yeah.
They miss their regular bar person. Please find
she
her.
She pulled it out of her boob.
She may
well,
have
she started
money
working
in her
somewhere
bra.
Else. That's why.
Oh, true.
Because she used to work like right down the street.
Uh oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like that
yeah,
kind of right
then
down
I know
street.
Who you're talking about. I didn't know her name either, though. Mm-hmm.
She just started working somewhere else, just left you guys hanging.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so from mixed martial arts and everything from your training, you went also on to doing stunts because you're also an actress. You're also a model. I mean, obviously, look at her. She's gorgeous. But how did you get into stunt work from that?
I moved back to New York City after training for a year and a half or so.
And, well traveled for 20, Jesus.
I know. I'm like, I can't stay still for too long or I get like this feeling like I'm missing out on something on the other part of the country. It was like first I grew up in Jersey and I was like, oh my God, I have to go to Florida. I want to go to Miami. Like I just had this passion with Miami. So I did that. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm missing out what's going on in New York. Then I was like, oh my God, I'm missing out what's going on in L.A.
You're just bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
So you got like a year left. Not even a year, like 6 months left.
Six months left here. And then I'll be somewhere else. Yeah.
But you trained at a pretty ridiculous stunt school in Manhattan, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I moved back to Manhattan and I trained at HB Studios with their head stage combat instructor. I just basic stage combat just to get that down. And then I really just used my martial arts experience from there. Most of the stunts I do are fight choreography.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you just walk in and they go, oh, just douse yourself in oil. We're going to light you on fire.
No.
That would be
I've
fun.
I've never done anything. Yeah. My goal is to pursue the more extreme stunts, obviously.
Right.
So that's the path I believe I'm on.
Hey, Daria, climb into this cannon real quick.
Right?
I want to drive, like, that thing, that car that they had jump off in, like, one of the James Bonds.
Oh, like off a skid and off a bridge.
That
and
would
it, like,
be
flips.
So, so cool.
That's always been something I'd be interested in, but I've never met somebody that actually does it. That is the coolest thing to me.
Well, thank you. It's fun. It's like my two worlds meet.
Yeah.
It's like my hosting and my acting meets my athleticism and my martial arts.
It's perfect.
In a perfect world. Yeah.
So remember how I told you eventually I wanted to be Michelle Rodriguez's stunt double? No, I think I just met her.
No, you look a lot like Michelle Rodriguez. You could totally be her stunt
bit,
double.
Yep.
That's a running joke. I've been stopped at like LA Live before at Laker
really?
Games. Yeah, I've had girls follow me around.
Shut up.
Yeah, I had two girls. This was a true story I talk about in comedy that I had two girls corner me in a cereal aisle at Target. And when I turned around, I was like, can I help you? And they're like, oh, we thought you were Michelle Rodriguez.
That's what they would do if it was Michelle Rodriguez. They would corner.
Yeah, they were like following me, I think, trying to take a picture. And I turned around, I was like, can I help you guys? And they're like, oh, I'm really, really sorry. We thought you were Michelle Rodriguez. So So it's a joke. I'm like, well, great. Now I know I dress like an unstable lesbian. That's awesome.
Is she officially a lesbian?
Yeah, I think bi.
It doesn't have to be
official. I think
she's
bi. No, it doesn't.
It's very obvious.
You know when she's talking like this.
Well, she did get Vin Diesel. That's all that matters, right?
I love Vin Diesel.
So hot. Yeah. He should be an MMA person.
Yeah. He was running with the best of them in the last Fast and Furious. Gina Carano was in that one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
And now Ronda Rousey's in Expendables.
Right. She's going to be?
Oh. She already is. Yeah, they already filmed it.
Holy I still got to see the second one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So is she really that much? She's that much better than everyone else, right?
Ronda Rousey is that much more confident, intelligent, intimidating.
Does somebody just have a overall? Crush?
Than every, no. I respect Ronda Rousey. I actually used to have like a grudge against her. Like I thought I didn't like her persona, but then I really started to follow her and get to know her, and I respect her a lot now. No, my female MMA fighter crush is totally Gina Carano. She's the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She came before Rousey, but Rousey is just, these girls get so intimidated when they get in the cage with her because of what she does, clearly. And they freeze and they don't react fast enough to how fast Rousey is. Because have you ever seen Rousey get hit? She doesn't like to get hit at all.
Yeah, her own basic like persona
it.
Just
anyone really does.
She's just like, oh.
She's like, well, no, but a lot of fighters, you know, can take a good hit. Rousey really can't. She does not like to get hit.
Yeah.
So when she goes against a good boxer, a good Muay Thai, maybe Gina Carano on a comeback match, yeah. They're talking about it. It's like in the talks, it's about to happen. Dana White says he's signing the final papers this week.
Like a Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight, or just like an actual going to happen?
How old are both of them?
I believe Carano's slightly older than Rousey. Rousey, I think's late 20s. Carano's early 30s.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you're right in line with where you need to be to build up your career in MMA. You're starting young. That's good.
20 years old, Jesus.
Yeah, you're going to be well on your way in a couple years. We're going to be watching you on a UFC fight.
I sure as hell hope so.
And you better give me some insider trading.
I
kind of
wanted her to choke me out just for the story.
Hell yeah.
Like, yeah, I got choked by her once.
We'll have it on tape for you, LaCosta. You can post that on
YouTube.
Fully
closed.
You don't
know. Not my usual story.
Yeah, exactly.
Be like sassy crowd, like, ow, choke him out. That's awesome. So you're also an AfterBuzz host. Johnny is too. We're going to get to Johnny in just a second. How
no
did you...
Her story's way better than mine.
No, it's not.
No,
we have a lot of good stories about Johnny.
I've heard the stories about Johnny, you know what I'm saying?
So you ended up with AfterBuzz because you met the main guy for AfterBuzz at your bar, right?
Yeah, one of the guys that was doing the show that I'm on now, I met his best friend at my bar. He was one of my regulars, and he overheard me talking about MMA, and he's like, oh, you're a fighter? And I was like, yeah. He's like, my friend's looking for a host for a UFC show.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh my God, I also do, you know, hosting and acting and, you know, in that field.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we'll try it out and see what happens. This guy's, he described the producer of the show at the time, Raven.
Yeah.
He described him to be.
That's an inside joke, Raven.
Very tough to get by.
Right.
And very hard for him to like you. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, ready for this, like, really super intimidating guy. Meet him, long story short, it ended up working. I ended up being a host on the show and been doing it ever since, probably about 5-6 months.
That's awesome. And what else do you have in the works right now? What are you working on?
My main goal right now, my main focus is fighting.
Oh,
so,
awesome. Yeah. Okay, so the acting, the hosting comes secondary to the fighting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so awesome that I get to do acting and hosting relevant to fighting.
Right.
Talk about fighting and, you know, act in a way that a fighter would, you know, play some femme fatale roles that I've had in the past. But overall, fighting is my dream, my passion.
That's so awesome.
Yep. So there's no 125 women's division in the UFC right now, which is awesome for me because that's my weight class.
That's perfect.
So
how heavy do they go?
Right now, well, it's not about that. It's only two women's divisions in the UFC right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's 115 being established right now on the Ultimate Fighter season that's going on currently.
Okay.
And then there's 135, which is Ronda Rousey's division.
Okay. That's so awesome.
Yeah. So 125 will probably be the next one to come into the UFC.
So you're training just in preparation for this new weight class to come up because you'll qualify.
Yeah. I want to get like some amateur fights under my belt in the near future and then slide in.
I have a question. Are you still going to fight the way you used to with the makeup and the
That's so funny. I told you the story.
You used to fight with a ton of makeup like China and WWE.
When I would go to my old gym, I mind you, I was 17 years old when I was training there. And I guess I just had a lot less confidence than I do now. And
so
I would go
like you needed
every day to the gym with a full face of makeup on. Every day, like to the point where it would be on the guy's gis and like all over.
That's hilarious.
And they would be like, do you have makeup on? And I'm like, yeah, just a little mascara, you know? Yeah. And now I go to the gym like just rolled out of bed, like, probably, like, eye boogers in the corner of my eye. Like, just disgusting. And, like, the guys were like,
you're 20.
Like,
you don't even need makeup.
Shit, girl.
I know, right? Yeah. You're baby
20s,
face.
Yeah.
You don't need MAC Studio Fix or anything like that. No,
but, yeah, so I think it's a thing that comes with age and confidence, you know?
Yeah.
Learning that to be one with yourself.
To love your body and love your face and know this is how I look, accept it.
Yeah, but I did my last competition, I cornrowed my hair and I had pink. Oh, yeah, it was awesome. If you guys haven't seen, just go on Facebook or something.
Google pictures of Daria. Yeah, I'm sure you can find these cornrowed pictures
and
of her hair.
And there's pink ribbon in the cornrow.
Shut up.
It was so cool.
The picture's kind of fun.
I thought it was awesome.
Well, we're going to keep an eye out for Daria on UFC, and we're going to keep an eye out for those cornrows, too.
Yeah,
I'll bet on the cornrows. Well, one more time for Daria.
Yeah.
The UFC MMA queen, up and comer for the 125 weight class.
I like that.
Sitting in the corner, Daria Merida.
So excited.
Yep. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And next up, we have...
Now we got to transition to me? Jesus.
Star.
The guy who's never thrown a punch in his life.
Oh, please. But you can throw down those cupcakes, Quasto.
Yeah, I could.
What is this I hear about the
No.
I was a fat kid,
Let's see these thumbs.
Quasto used to be a really chunky kid. He's lost a lot of weight, but I've never known you as somebody that was overweight.
Right.
You've just given me stories about how much you could eat. I mean, we went to a comic's birthday party one time, and me and him were just throwing down, like, mini cupcakes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, nobody's business. I'm like, this dude's tiny. How is he eating as much as me?
I'm not tiny.
Tiny?
No,
look
no,
at
not,
you.
Not tiny. I mean, like,
she
like
destroys
slim.
Food.
I do destroy food.
You destroy food.
If it was an MMA weight class for eating
Shut
food,
the
then...
Fuck
just showed her a picture of me when I was 11, and she reacted.
I wish I could share this with people that are watching.
So this is from Disney World when I was 11.
You can show it on the camera if you want.
You know how they do those...
Do you want me to show it, Quasto?
Yeah, you know how they do those old-timey photos?
Yeah.
Well, I went with a friend's family, and when I was home a couple weeks ago back in PA, I found this, and I took a snapshot.
We got... Shut up. Okay, this is a picture of Johnny LaQuasto when he was a big boy.
Back when I was a bootlegger.
You're a gangster. You're a gangster fatty, though.
In the 20s. Oh, yeah, I would have been pretty feared.
Look at that. Look at that.
You got Capone's
there.
Oh, you want me to play kickball? Okay.
Quasto literally had to find a tie that was so big that it would look proportionate.
I actually stole it.
That is a really big tie.
I stole it from Roger Rabbit.
But you're in really, really good shape now. Like, when did you change your lifestyle and when did that become a thing for
Very
you?
Very soon, hopefully. No. jeez, what was it? I kind of started to lose weight a little bit in high school playing sports and then got to college, realized I wanted to be a physical therapist. And I was like, well, nobody wants a fat physical therapist, so I got to you know. And so, like, sophomore year, I lost, 30, 40 pounds in 3 months to the point where, I cut down to, 1,200 calories a day, which at a college cafeteria is not that hard.
For a man, that's hard. Give it up for a giant LaQuasto.
Absolutely.
That's an epic diet. That's so hard to do. 1,200 calories is hard for a female.
It's not easy. But, like, my college was very small, so it wasn't a big campus, so I got to, divvy out my diet really well. The school nurse thought I was anorexic or something, so I'd weigh myself every week. But I cut down to 170. Then I started getting serious about working out, and then, you know, now I do try to eat pretty healthy and do different kinds of workouts and whatnot.
But you had to in college though, because you grew up with the love of basketball.
Yup.
And you actually played Division II college basketball.
I was the last guy off the bench, so I didn't really play.
But you had to train with them.
I had 10 career points. So
better than zero.
That is awesome, though. D2.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I was on there because I was a 3.4 GPA. No one else had that on the team, so I was the GPA boost.
You're the brains of the team.
Yeah,
you're
the reason to hide it.
I think
rest
you're
of the
undermining
team
yourself a little.
I
know.
So
trust
too.
Me. I'm not even trying to be self-deprecating. It's the honest to God truth. I had 10 career points. There were other guys that got cut instead of me because I had a higher GPA. And I fully admit that, and I'm cool with it. It was fun.
Yeah, right. You were like the silent sniper on the bench.
I could shoot, but when I shot, it didn't matter. You know?
They're like, all right, we're winning by enough, Johnny.
Yeah. Aww, no, honestly,
don't
my career.
Say that.
No,
he's
there was
not
one game
Rudy.
I pretty much was. There was one game where I had a career high of 4. We were winning 80-40, I shit you not. And so I got to play the last 7.5 minutes. That was the most I ever. I actually sweated that game.
So 40% of your points were scored in one game.
Yep, and then the other points were from, I hit 2 3-pointers. It's funny, I have some of the highest percentages in my school's history, but they're not enough to count.
Yeah. But
like, at least twice a year, I will send a tweet to my school's athletic program and say, hey, when am I going to get in the record books, guys? Because I'm 2 for 2 from the line, so I'm 100,000%. And I'm 2 for 3 from 3-point range, so I'm a career 67% 3-point shooter.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You should see those statistics instead of 10-point career.
Yeah, but that's him just self-deprecating himself. He's a comic. For those of you guys don't know, Giant LaQuasto is also an amazingly hilarious comic.
Thugged in.
Sure. Oh, yeah. He has the most epic comedy CD ever.
So stupid.
Whatever. You can comedy rap. Mm-hmm. Come on. Can you give us a little taste?
Oh. No. But there's
no.
I mean, it's online. I mean, I'm not gonna rap any lyrics from. No, it's fun. It's actually old now, but it's got songs and sketches and stand up all mixed. I always want to do like a concept album. Like I didn't want to just do the easy way out. We're like, oh, I'm just gonna record a set and divvy out tracks and put out a CD. Like I grew up loving the Adam Sandler CDs.
Oh yeah. It's incredible.
And so I always wanted to do like a hip hop version of a Sandler CD under the guise of that it's clearly me. Like. So when I thought of the term thugged in, I'm like, that's perfect because so many dudes like me grew up with hip hop.
Yeah.
But we're not thugged out, but in the inside, we're thugged out. So we're thugged in. That's where it came from. And so it's got.
Oh, I love it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I want to do another one at some point, but yeah, it's cool. I got some really good tracks and went in the studio and we did some funny sketches. And the cool thing is, just like a rapper, I got a whole bunch of my buddies on the CD too.
Yeah. He had his posse.
Yeah. So, like, every sketch would have, like, one guy, and then, like, songs would have, like, my buddy Yasser was on one song as, like, my hype man. My late dear friend Angelo Bowers did the chorus of one song, and, the opening track was my buddy Gerard, who was playing the runner of a shitty bringer show.
Right.
And, like, it's a very tongue-in-cheek CD. Like, not everyone that, if you're not in the comedy world, you might not understand everything. But, like, I show up to this show, and this guy doesn't want to put me up because I didn't bring enough people. And so I just give him a bunch of fake credits.
No.
And so that's, like I say, like I was on Small Wonder and shit.
Shut up. And that's so hilarious.
So he agrees to bring me to the stage, and then that leads into the whole CD. So it's fun.
Nice.
That's incredible.
I want a copy.
Cool. I'll give you one.
Oh, and the cover of this CD is epic. He's wearing a grill, like a diamond grill, and a bandana, and he's just like.
I look constipated.
Was this like. Special effects, or did you actually?
No, I actually put a grill in my mouth that didn't fit. So I had to do that, or else it would have fell out like dentures.
Oh, that's great.
Suck on this.
I wear mouth guards, you wear grills.
That's right. That would be a funny sketch.
Call me George Foreman because I've given everybody grills.
Oh my God. There was our taste. We got a little bit of rapping. Oh, there's the picture. That's funny.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
That is amazing. The baby blue bandana.
Who
makes
it?
What my parents raised right there.
I was trying to find a picture of your cornrow with the pink ribbon, but I couldn't find any.
Oh, I can send it to you.
Oh my God. Give it up for Jenny.
Quick question. What is the pin?
Oh, you know what? That's a little like reference to my hometown.
Nebraska,
it's actually people think it's Nebraska, but it's actually my high school's little emblem for Northampton.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I photoshopped that in there just for it because people back home have always been very supportive, and I'm proud of where I'm from. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to put that on there so everyone back home is like, oh, we're on the CD.
Right, you do shows back home like
every Christmas. East.
Yeah.
Yep, love going back. So.
Now, Dave wanted to ask you a question since, like, I guess you guys have, like, this inside joke thing.
Not really. It's just I know you like Qdoba a lot. They got it right down. They have one right down the street.
Oh. Yeah, downtown LA scares me, though.
Not really. It's fine.
He's like, it's not worth a Qdoba.
She's here right now.
That's a good point.
What's that supposed to
mean? I think
to
Dave's hungry, and he's already planning stuff for after the show. He's like, yo, bro, let's go down to Qdoba.
I love Qdoba.
I'm a big fan.
Chipotle's a little better, though.
I think so, too.
Oh, right? No.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's about to be a battle.
I used to think it was.
No, come on, right here. No. I had a burrito bowl today.
They're both
crazy.
Did
you? Yes,
I did.
Oh, okay.
Qdoba's better.
Qdoba's better.
In what? I want to hear. Is it the cheese sauce? Is it the salsa? What don't you like about
the food's
Chipotle?
Better. The food's better. They have a Mr. Coke machine.
No, it's not.
They have Mr. Coke. Which is that machine that has 1,000 different options?
Wait, maybe one
so
location.
So does El Pollo Loco.
I have not been since I've been in. I've been once out here.
Uh huh.
I sent you the cornrow.
Oh, did you? Okay, I'll send it to Jenny.
I'm going to go there for dinner afterwards.
There you go.
He's going to make some rice? No, screw that. I'm going
Chipotle
to
Chipotle gives you like a scoopful of guacamole when you want it
Chipotle's
on your bowl.
Chipotle's the shit.
Has less options and charges more.
That's exactly why I like it.
Do you know what's better? Freebirds.
What the hell's
Freebirds? That's a Southwest, like, Texas thing.
They have one in Washington, though.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm still defending Chipotle here.
I know, me too.
You don't have to.
Qdoba. Qdoba has so many options that it becomes creepy. Like, what are you putting in?
Right.
Whereas Chipotle,
rice, beans, chicken.
They have a queso sauce that's creepy.
The queso sauce is delicious.
I know, I've had it.
Chipotle's new vegan option is disturbing. That Carmenitas, it just looks gross.
Right.
Whatever
if
it is.
If you're going to eat meat, yeah. If you want meat taste, eat meat.
If you're vegan, don't go to Chipotle.
See, this is how you can tell we're on Johnny Laquasto's segment. We're talking about food right now.
It's just transition.
Food is delicious.
Prosciutto and buffalo mozzarella earlier today.
You did?
Oh my God, I had that yesterday. I make my own.
Listen,
dude, we eat the
you make your own?
Yeah, beef steak salad with big old tomatoes.
Jesus.
Oh
my God.
I had it today, right? Mm. It was a sandwich. Prosciutto, mozzarella, basil, pesto, whatever. Disgusting. You Westerners do not know how to make good Italian food.
Wow. Westerners? No, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Or pizza.
I'm not Italian at all.
West Coasters.
And pizza sucks too.
Tex-Mex does too. Yeah. You guys don't know Mexican food at all.
No.
Oh,
no. We don't.
You mean on the East Coast or out here?
Out here.
You're saying you guys. We're not you guys. We're
you
from
guys
the
are here in LA right now. I'm saying you guys don't know good Mexican food because you haven't been in like my hometown or had me cook it.
Oh, right.
Where are you from?
New Mexico.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
So then, New Mexico and Texas. That's valid. Without a doubt.
Yeah. She's like, okay, I'll give you that. That's cool.
I'm like, I don't care. I'm from the Midwest. We just like food in general.
Yeah, y'all just got Olive Gardens and chilies.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? It's delicious, all right?
The worst is when I see people post, like, fettuccine alfredo from Olive Garden. Like, nice Italian dinner out. I'm like,
oh.
What?
What?
Yeah.
You're like, I can maybe stand Maggiano's, but don't tell me Olive Garden.
Season 52 Maggiano's, okay.
I will jack up a Red Lobster. I will go off.
I will jack up a Maggiano's family style.
Me and Red Lobster.
Me and Red Lobster have beef.
Maybe that's why they're going under.
And it's not lobster meat.
All right. Well, welcome to Battle of the Food Choices here on Skid Row Studios.
I would love to talk about food.
I like pierogies.
Oh, yes.
Can we all agree on pierogies?
I'm part Polish, so of course.
I love pierogies.
Church pierogies, they're the best.
Potato and cheddar.
Miss T's are helpful.
Mrs. T's are shitty.
You guys need to call in and give us your opinions on food.
The blue
food.
Freezer box?
Yeah, I mean, like, church pierogies made at a church. They're so much bigger, and, like, these old Polish women just crush them.
At church? Homemade. Mm-hmm. Homemade you can't beat.
Back home, we have church hoagies, and they creep me out.
Oh, my God.
See, no one, I say hoagie out here, no one knows what I'm talking about.
Why don't they what are they talking about?
They call it, like, a sub or sandwich.
Yeah. The same thing. Grinder.
Yeah, no one says
I've never heard of grinder.
All right, hold on. Not the G-R-I-N-D-R.
that's throw a knee in there. That's an app that's not on our phone, actually.
Well, before we go any further with the food and we crash into food coma, I want to talk about your movie, though, too.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Oh, I forgot about my movie. It's like, really?
It's been almost two years. I just didn't know it was ever going to get finished.
Okay, so it's still being worked on.
It's almost done. I'm so excited. It turns out it's a lot longer than I expected, so I don't know how it's going to get into festivals, because the way it is, the longer a short film is, the less your chances are.
The cover is hilarious.
Right.
Thank you.
So tell the listeners about the movie. Tell them the title, what it's about.
I'll do it really quick. Yeah. It's called The Thumb Wrestler. I grew up idolizing Naked Gun, Airplane, that whole genre. I've always wanted to make a film that really paid homage to that. And so it's called The Thumb Wrestler. Obviously, parodies off The Wrestler. It parodies a couple other movies in there, too, but it does it kind of subtly. It's a style parody. It actually tells a story.
Okay.
It's completely ridiculous. And I love subtle humor, like in The Big Lebowski. Like, it's the kind of movie where you got to watch it more to really get all of it. And there's a lot of really random subtle things in The Thumb Wrestler that even the way my editor put it together, I didn't even catch it the first time.
Right.
I'm really excited. I hope it does well. I'm proud of it. It's been almost 2 years of work. And yeah, we'll see what happens.
So that also kind of parlays your love of WWE and wrestling.
It totally parallels. You can go to thethumbwrestler.com. You can watch the trailer. The website's up. And actually, last night I got to interview the Iron Sheik, which was amazing.
That's awesome. You're saying that. It's on Thursday.
That's awesome.
Incredible guy. I know everyone knows him from Twitter for being funny and being outlandish. When it comes down to it, the guy has a heart of gold. He loves America. You know, he escaped Iran because he had a fear of being killed.
Wow.
He was an Olympic coach. Without the Iron Sheik, there'd be no Hulkamania. I mean, it was just, you know, and just being able to sit down with him for 45 minutes and talk to him. And at the end, he gave me a big bear hug.
Aww. that is so sweet.
I couldn't believe it. And I'm going to see him tomorrow night. He's having his big roast at the Comedy
Store. Yeah, so what? Yeah, you were talking about
You're part
about
of that,
this.
Aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be in that. And so this was kind of like a prequel. They came in and they were shooting a show. And so they recorded us in studio. And my podcast went up today. And it was just an experience I'll never forget because he was just so gracious and so amazing. And at the end, he just said, he's like, you're a professional. You know the Aww. Wrestling. He's like, you respect. And
that
then he gave me
so
a hug.
Cool.
It was unbelievable. He was just, I couldn't have expected it to be any better and very grateful for it. And so that'll be tomorrow night, the big roast. He'll be there.
Well, what time can people come check that out at? What time is it at? It's at the Comedy Store.
Comedy Store on Sunset, 9 p.m. It's supposed to start, and it's in the main room. And okay. Last year it sold out, so it's Royal Rumble style. There's going to be a lot of random roasting going on.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's
nice.
Awesome.
Thank you. I'm hoping the film's going to be, I think people are really going to enjoy it. That's the,
right.
You can't make anything expecting success. You have to make what you want to make. And that's what we're doing. So
let success.
That's really true words of wisdom. Honestly, yeah. It is. That's probably the most insightful thing I've heard in a while, especially as a writer. Thanks. You're putting yourself out there. You're putting up something that's inside you that it takes a lot of guts to do that.
Well, I think we're in a society that everything is so microwaved. It's like
right.
Everything, it's like, I want it now. I wanted this. The industry has gotten lazy. LA want, oh, what's your social media status? And then when it comes down to it, if you're going to make something that you're really passionate about, you just got to make what you want, what your vision is, and then you got to believe that the rest will take care of itself.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So. Smartest man alive as a thumb wrestler. But you also host your own show like Daria does for AfterBuzz, yep. For WWE Monday Night Raw.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, how is that treating you?
Love it. We have a great crew. We have a lot of fun every week, laugh my ass off, and we respect... You know, I have such a deep respect for the business because I'm also a physical therapist. So,
right.
And I've worked on so many wrestlers over the years doing play-by-play. And so it's like I just have a whole different perspective than a lot of viewers do. And so I try to give that respect. Like wrestling fans on the internet have become so bitter and jaded that I refuse to do that. I always see the positive aspect of it on my podcast and on AfterBuzz.
Right.
We give the positive because
cool.
A lot of internet people that are watching across, they've never set foot inside a ring. They don't know... Well, they know it's fake, but my point is they love wrestling. They think they do, but all they want to do is shit on it and complain, not realizing how difficult it is to get in the ring and perform
right.
Or to, you know, you have to do everything. It's the greatest form of live entertainment, I think,
yep.
You know.
Oh, I agree.
Fighting
it's
and wrestling.
So true. It's like when you see a fight fan sitting there like, oh, what an idiot. Why didn't he kick then? It's like, do you know what goes into this preparation of
the
this
timing,
fight?
The coordination,
do you know
everything?
How many things are going through this fighter's head, how well-trained he is?
It dumbfounds me. It's like fans are livid at CM Punk because he left. It's like, the dude was burned out. Give
right.
him a freaking break.
Right.
He made his money. He transcended the business. He became the biggest star there is. No one wanted to give him a shot.
And he
did what he wanted to do.
Right.
And he walked out on top.
Absolutely.
How could you hate him for it? I'm happy for him. He's happy.
Yeah. It's like BJ Penn just retired.
Yeah.
And people are, you know, saying numerous things. And it's like, he made UFC what it is today. He
right.
was one of the guys that really created a fan base for the UFC. Why does he have to stick around forever? Why does he have to hurt himself or go out and abandon?
Thank you.
Like any athlete, they can retire.
People right. forget that these people have lives. They look at athletes or wrestlers or fighters like they're not human beings. They
right.
wake up just like we do. They're just as insecure as we are. They want to live a long, fruitful life just as much as we do.
They don't want to walk away punch drunk, just like...
Right.
With 5 billion surgeries.
There you go.
Yeah. Seriously, and that's what happens when they stay around too long.
Well, I grew up watching WWE, but my dad really used to like the Bushwhack Brothers.
Yeah.
Bushwhackers.
Bushwhackers, yeah.
Bushwhack Brothers.
Bushwhack Brothers. But when people would say it was fake, it was really strange to me because I was like, you know what? If it's fake, then it takes a lot more athleticism and skill not to hurt
it
somebody
does.
By
yeah.
accident.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
To
throw someone over your shoulder and accidentally not break their arm if it is coordinated, that takes more muscle and concentration and skill.
There are times.
That so many times as a mixed martial artist, as an actual fighter, I'm like, I could never do WWE.
Cause you'd hurt somebody.
You're trained to hurt.
I'm, you know, it's so much easier to just let go of your mind and your body and not give a
fuck. And throw a punch
and
without holding it. Yeah.
Whereas WWE guys have to have so much coordination, balance, skill, intelligence during
these
fights. It's crazy. Kudos.
There are still moments where I'm calling a match and even I'm like, oh my God, what just, and then I'll go to the back and I'll say to the guy, dude, that spike DDT looked like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, man, I'm fine. My God, that look. I mean, and this is not even the WWE level. This is, right. You know, local indies, still a lot of talent, but they're not on a national, you know, so much. And I'm calling these matches, and I'm still getting fooled at the artwork of it. And it dumbfounds me. And that's why I have such a deep respect for it, because people don't realize what it takes to do it.
It's a dance, you know, literally. Yeah.
And there's no money in it. There's no money in it.
It's a scene, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all promotional. You have to build a fan base, and to do that, you have to be entertaining.
And there's only really one company that's going to pay you well. And that's not easy.
Well, they've already bought out all the other companies at this point.
Except for a few, but yeah.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
So, yep.
Well, you actually do ringside, like...
Mm-hmm. Play-by-play.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's neat. I love it. I got a chance to do it. I did interviews for 3 years, and then we had a couple people fall out, and they were like, well, we want you to do play-by-play. And I was like, well, I've never really done much.
That's so awesome.
That is really cool to fall into.
It was neat. So I just started you know, studied up, and I've hosted live TV before, so I'm kind of used to having to be on the spot. And,
yeah.
Right.
Just, you know.
And you're a comedian. You guys are great on your
feet. Johnny this year was actually on a TV show, Nouveau Stand Up and Deliver.
Mm.
You were?
Sure.
But yes, you were. You were on Nouveau Stand Up Deliver.
They edited my set weird, but whatever.
Did they really? I have your set. I watch it. I've seen it because I have Rob's.
It was weird. They took out my opener, and then they took out part of a bit that got an applause break. And
really?
I was like, why would you? And then they... It was really weird.
We didn't want him to look that good.
It was nice to do.
Well,
it
makes
cool.
You feel better. I watched it live.
You were there.
And I thought it was amazing.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, you
it was
were
a small
great.
Crowd. They were cool.
No, I'm not even sucking up. I could have said Rob did way better than you. No, mm-hmm. LaQuasto did a great
she
job. You were awesome.
That.
Rob did great, too.
Yeah, there were some comics that I didn't think did as well, but they edited it in a way that made it seem like they did really great. But I thought your set was amazing.
Thanks.
We really That's did awesome. Get to big-time jack-of-all-trades guests today. Mm. I mean, you do comedy, announcing, hosting, you know, you...
Polar opposites, but... Yeah.
No, not at all. I think you guys are both pursuing things. You're both very talented. And because we have come to that point of the show when we need to battle out, battle time.
Wait, he produced a movie called The Thumb Wrestler. And we're thumb wrestling?
No, we're going to make this
I'm
fair.
I'm awful, trust me.
Well, we're going to make this fair because we're going to do hot hands, too. Because that requires quickness.
Oh, yeah. Let's get a trained fighter to play a quick game. This
is
gonna
be fair. You got the thumb, so it's
gonna
be even.
It's a feeling
How
game.
How do you know I'm a fast fighter? I could be a really slow fighter.
I didn't say I had a good thumb. I'm an actor.
I thought you were a host and good on your feet.
Well, sure, but my thumb sucks.
Oh, my God. He's like, I had a prosthetic thumb, okay?
I actually gave me
a
did. To be honest with you, I did.
Well, before we get into that, in the tradition of WWE and sometimes UFC, before matches start, there's always like a smack talk.
A win?
Like, yeah. A win? No. There's always like a smack talk where they...
Like this.
Yeah. In WWE, they usually give them the microphones too, and they like kind of talk smack.
They
like
promos.
Yeah, like Muhammad Ali, you know, talking smack before he goes into the ring. So we're going to do our best smack talk challenge right now.
Ladies first.
Yeah, ladies first. She's going to be like, boo, Johnny. All right. So we're going to act like we're starting the match, and we're going to do a smack talk.
As if we're fighting each other?
Yeah, like if you're in that person's face and you're like about to go in the ring, you still got your robe on, you know, and they hit the mic.
Mean Gene's in between us, perhaps?
Yes. So, in the left corner of the ring, we got Daria Baronato standing at an incredibly skinny, pretty 125 pounds, hailing in from Public House Los Feliz in Los Angeles, the Jersey girl with the epically non-there tan. What do you have to say for your fighter, Daria?
I just have to say that when we get in that cage, that ring, that mat, whatever it is we're fighting on, mm-hmm. I'm going to rear naked choke you so bad with so much clothing on.
Oh, my God. Oh, Quasto, you got
Mr.
your...
Mr. Low Q, you going to be able to take that?
You got your...
Can I volunteer for that right now?
So much clothing on. Did I mention that?
All right. The SMM champion ready to go. And standing in the opposite corner, standing at an incredibly hilarious 5'10".
6 foot.
6 foot. The cupcake downer. The thumb wrestler. The hilarious Mr. Johnny LaQuasto. What do you got to say, John?
I don't have to say much to Daria Baronato. It's two Italians, two Sicilians going at it. The battle of the sexes. What's better, men versus women? Good versus evil. You know which one is evil. You know which one is stupid. It's always the man that is the joke. It's always the man that is the folly. Well, not tonight, because I'm going to step up for every man on earth. I'm going to fight this Italian, and then I'm going to go grab a hoagie as I go down the shore, because Quasto is ready to go.
Wow!
I like how your face just got so red while you were doing it.
That's an Italian thing. You don't know. You don't understand.
But he had the vein. The vein went
it's
like...
It's an Italian thing. You've ever heard an Italian father yell?
No, yeah. I don't have one.
You should hear mine. Oh, my God.
My dad has a natural high, like a loud volume
really?
In his voice.
Yeah, they all do. Yeah.
Well, now we got to vote. So, Dave, who is your winner in the SmackDown
challenge?
That was
challenge? So elaborate.
Oh, that was the battle?
So fancy.
No, that was the first part. We're doing different rounds. That's the first part.
Who would have guessed?
You going with Quasto?
I'm going with Quasto.
Dave's going with Quasto. Hey, for the hilarity and the sexual factor alone, I'm going with Daria.
Okay.
I'm going with Daria. Jenny.
I think hers was better.
This is why this is called Battle of the Sexes.
Yes, Jenny is the deciding vote. Jenny, producer Jenny. Come on, you got it.
You guys put me in a tough spot, but I'm looking at the Twitter feeds, and I think it's looking like Daria.
Of course it is. Oh. I vote for her, too. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's because of the reverse naked.
Because I said the word naked. That alone gets Twitter followers. I've tried it. I do it, guys.
Yeah, but
I buy my followers with the word naked.
She did it kind of like a phone sex operator, too. Yeah, she's like, here's the thing. This is what I'm going to do to you.
It's the Van Damme look.
She was very Goodfellas with it.
People imitate my accent. I'm like, you only know that accent because you see it on The Sopranos. That is not what I sound like.
Right.
You kind of do. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm doing it over exaggerated, obviously, because I do voiceovers.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, you kind of just went at him like this. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to choke you from behind naked.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All right. So we're moving on to challenge number two because we got to wrap this up. We're going to do one round of thumb wrestling. We're not going to do the hot hands. LaQuasto, you got to tell us the rules. Thumb wrestling rules.
Okay. It's really simple. You lock thumbs. You do 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war. And then you wrestle until you can pin a thumb down for three.
Okay. My hands are so sweaty. Just
it's okay. We got to do this.
That's
all right.
Cheating in this game.
What is sweating?
Sweating,
oh, yeah.
Sweating is cheating. Throw a little bit of powder on that.
Here we go.
Get it going.
Okay. Do you see the size difference here? They say size doesn't matter.
Well, you
here
won the first
it does.
Challenge, though. So here we go. Ready?
Dumb wrestling, it
go.
Does.
Count
it 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war. 5, 6, 7, 8. Try to keep your thumb straight.
Oh,
bitch.
Wait, you gotta redo that, dude.
Bitch. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war. 5, 6, 7, 8. Try to keep your thumb straight.
Got it.
Is this how you fight it? This is a thumb war, not a thumb and index finger.
It's called the snake attack.
She just went heel on me.
Have you ever seen a snake jump out of like a pile of leaves? Like,
did you just tag team in on
that? Okay, we're gonna do best out of three just to give Johnny a shot because this is an equal opportunity wrestling show.
Rules weren't declared.
Yes, we got. Now, do you gotta keep your wrists on the table?
Sure.
Oh, is that the rule?
Go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war. 5, 6, 7, 8. Johnny Lacoste is going down.
Didn't rhyme at all.
And Daria's off to a good start. She's weaving. She's bobbing. Oh, Quasto's coming in strong. Quasto's coming in strong.
Oh,
he's letting me win. I don't appreciate this.
No, I'm really not that fast. I swear to God, you just
like the
quick.
Guys in practice.
Oh, my God. That's our
punches.
Good.
Yeah.
I would have tried so much harder than I already did, which isn't possible.
We have declared a winner for the day. You got to take that off and put it on, Daria.
This is so beautiful.
Oh, no, Quasto.
It was almost going to be the slammers.
Oh, man. I think Quasto is a little sad right now.
You
could have
got Brodus Clay for free at this point.
Quasto's a little sad right now.
I'll share it with him.
Aww. Well, see, what we're going to have to do is next year, we're going to bring you guys back on for another battle, and you got a challenge for the belt.
Shit.
Right?
They didn't have spinner belts this time.
I think that's fair.
Do I get to keep this until I come back?
Yeah, you get to keep it until you come back. Now, show the viewers your belt, Daria. You got to put it on.
That thing's awesome.
I think you need to put it on.
It even feels like... Wow, this is so legit.
We don't
screw around.
We're legit here about the sexes, guys. Yeah, look at that.
What's bad is that is the third belt of those I've bought in my 20s.
Yes.
Good for you.
He has Mexican fighter masks, too.
My luchador mask.
Oh, luchador mask. Luchador.
Oh, yeah.
She chose Mexican fighter masks.
Mexican fighter masks. Yeah, put that on,
I was
on,
about
girl.
To wear that for today.
Yeah, that's damn sexy.
There you go.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
It looks
so
you know
cool.
What? I'm glad she won because I would not want to have to model that. Like, she looks, it looks good on her.
Can I just do I get an acceptance speech?
Yes, you got 30 seconds to do it.
I just want to say, I'm going to bring this back to my gym back home. I'm going to show this to my teammates, and they're going to inspire to get this one day. Thank you, guys.
They're going to have to go for me first.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you guys both for being here. One more time for Daria, our bots champion, round one. And one more time for the infamous Johnny LaQuasto. No, I'm just kidding. Johnny gets claps, too. On behalf of Skid Row Studios, want to say bye, Dave Swan?
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Bye, Dave Swan.
We're coming on round two next week, Battle of the Viners. Thank you, Skid Row Studios. We're out.
Sweet.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.